everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is alive, and He's right here with us. One of Jesus' names is Emmanuel. He is with us. Many times people have been taught or schooled on who God is, but they were taught opinions about God. And He's like He is. He's according to the Word of God. He's what He revealed. And people miss who He is because of the persuasions and lies and wrong teaching of others. Misrepresentation. The religious world paints God in a certain way. The world system paints God in their way. The world system will call it anything God, and then boldly argue their case because it looks real to them. Sometimes it's deception, sometimes it's rebellion, sometimes it's unbelief, which is a mixture of both. See, unbelief is rebellion. That's when you see the light, you still accuse it. You see the light and you still won't submit to the living ways of God, the kindness of God, the decision not to believe. Like the people who stoned Stephen, they stopped their ears so they couldn't hear anymore, and then they stoned him because they wouldn't let go of their old belief system. But the words got into Paul's heart and went down deep and took root. See, when people hear the word, they don't change swiftly. The process starts. The word gets in their heart, and it's like a willing reprogram of a computer. Because your heart is good, it longs for God when the real God is shown to you. His word starts exposing the truth to you. And then you believe it instead of the lies that you've already received. And then the lies that you receive have to be dealt with. Now, Paul's mind was no different, but his heart was changing. Because when Jesus knocked him down on the road of Damascus, he said, "Who are you, Lord?" His heart called him Lord. His mind was confused. And then the Lord said, "I'm Jesus who you persecute. It's hard for you to kick against the pricks." And he never stopped calling Jesus Lord from that point on. And he dedicated all of his life to Jesus Christ. And he counted everything that he learned the wrong way, all the deception that he had received as truth, he threw it away, called it dumb, waste. He equated all his deception, all his rebellion, all his anger, all his belief system that was anti-Christ. He called it waste. And human waste stink. It stunk to him because he received the knowledge of God. And the same thing can happen to anybody that's willing. But first, they got to see the light. They got to see the Lord for who He is. And not what somebody said about it. And people that see God differently, they'll call you a traitor if you change. But it doesn't matter. The light speaks for itself. The living ways of God, the light of God's word, the kindness, the truth, the love. Now, the love of God reaches deep and it goes broad. It reaches out to all men. That's why if those who are Christians, we have the ministry of reconciliation, which means we should never hold animosity against other races, other people, other tribes, other belief systems. We love the people, but our light deals with the lies Because we live the light, we don't allow the lies of the world to enter our hearts. And we live according to the Word of God. And we portray the Word of God in all that we do. So if that's true, we simultaneously expose the lies for what they are in the world system. We don't go back. We don't try to lie against God to win souls. We don't have to do that. We live the light. And the only way we win souls is if we live the light in the face of the world. We don't have to apologize for it. We don't have to act like it's not true. We live the light wherever we go and we win souls. Easy. Because the process has started. Stephen didn't go around trying to act like the Jews in their belief system. He was Jewish. He was Jewish. But he was alive to God and he loved God. And he professed Jesus Christ. And he showed them the truth of God's word. And he started way back from the beginning and went forward. And he exposed Jesus for the true God that he is. And also the man that he is. And the Savior that he is. He showed his qualifications. He showed how others were looking forward to his day. But they love their pride and tradition. And the devil used them. The devil used their offenses to kill Stephen. And then Stephen, his love reached so deep that he forgave them. You can read all about it in Acts chapter 7. In Paul's Damascus journey in chapter 9. Acts chapter 9. Is it worth it to love people that disagree? Well, let me ask you this. Was it worth it for God to save you? Yes. Because you're dear to Him. And so are those who disagree. They've been presented wrong logic. They don't have a renewed spirit yet. Their heart is still the same. And they're gonna fall off the earth. They're gonna fall into a pit of fire. They're already judged. Everybody's already judged. The Word of God did that. So when people say, well, you're judging me. No. If I live the Word of God, I expose to you the truth of God's Word so that you can believe it and receive it and speak it and live it. And you'll live forever. Because if I do nothing, then people will stay their course. See, the people in the world, they're not coming out unless they see light. Unless there's a preacher to show them God's word, to teach them God's word, and they believe it and they come out. That's how it's done. You're wasting your time if you ask God to send an angel to tell them, because angels don't preach the gospel. That's our job. And it's not God's responsibility. It's man's responsibility to win souls. So every child of God has been made a new creature, new creation, new men, new women. We're made in God's image. We were corrected. We don't have to sin anymore. We don't have to surrender to sin anymore. We can reject sin now. But the world can't. If they start sinning, they lose something and they can't get it back. It takes a lot of work for them to stop sinning. Sin has control over them. If they don't like the sin and they want to stop, there are ways they can cull it, but they can't stop it. They have to do roundabout things to quit. And they have, you know, they can't control it. And then sin hardens your heart. It hardens your logic system against God. So it's important for us to do the things that we should do and learn the things that we should learn and speak the word of God in truth and live the light. Now, the light of God's word has no apology in it. It's just right. You do what's right because it's right at all times. And you don't have to deviate. And you do it up front and bold. You love people, even though they disagree. You love people, even when they try to misuse you. And they're going to do that. But what we need to do now is learn from the Lord how to love them and operate in wisdom so that they can't hurt us and still be true to the Holy Word of God. Now, some religions, they want to kill people. Their religion is made by Satan. And anybody that don't think like them, they just kill them. That's Satan. Satan does that. But God gave us grace so we don't have that kind of authority to do that. Because God gave us grace and He wants to win people to Him, we're going to represent Him. Whatever they're doing, they'll have to stop that on their own. They'll have to love God enough to stop on their own. And it's been taught that, and people get off on tangents. Instead of doing what we're designed to do, we get off on, the church have gotten off on tangents. when we learned about faith, people in the church world, they took the message of faith and tried to turn it into, they tried to receive blessings from God to show off their faith. And they let the love of God, they put it in the back seat. And they focus more on receiving things, living a better life, doing things that God, receiving the blessings of God, but forgetting their purpose. But the love of God would have you to put things in perspective. You prosper so that you can be a blessing, not lavish yourself. But they were using their faith to lavish themselves. Do all these things, lavish themselves. If you don't build with God, you scatter. People know right from wrong. They know when you live in the light, and they know when you're not living the light. They know when you're living a lie. Or it's obvious that your priorities are definitely wrong. So what has to happen now? The true love of God has to come back up to the front seat with you. You have to love God. And the Word of God, it gives us perspective. This is the balance. We love God. We love His people. We love God the way we love His people. The way we love His people is the way we love God. The animosity we have against different races is we have the same animosity against God. The way we treat other people is the way we treat God. If we're very suspicious of others, that we're suspicious of God too. But if we love God, we love man. And we see the potential that can be in others. And the fear of others being better or greater than we are, it's gone, because the Word of God propels. If I do it right, people will learn and grow in shorter amount of times than it took me to learn, because I'm professing things that the Lord taught, and it'll put them in a greater advantage than I was, because they learned the things I learned over a lifetime in moments. So the Word of God propels. So if a person is of another race, if they're younger, if they're older, if they're in a greater position, and I speak the Word of God, and they hear it, receive it, and start living it, they're going to be propelled to do even greater. And eventually they'll look better than I do, even though I did the teaching and made them aware of some things. over time, they're going to do, they'll prepare from where they are, and they can look better than me. But that's good. That's what I want. That's what I desire, because that's how the gospel is designed to work. The students are supposed to be greater than the teachers. David said, "Thou through thy word has made me wiser than my teachers." I desire that as a man of God. I want the next generation to be a whole lot stronger, even multiplied, exponentially stronger and better than I am. I want them to have the knowledge of God. It doesn't matter what race they are, just as long as they are people who love God. I want them to excel and do well. I'm not like Lucifer. Lucifer wanted to be God's first. No, he wanted to replace God. He wanted to be better than everybody, even God. His lust was out of control. I'm not like that. And some Christians are like that. If the Holy Spirit gives somebody a better message, they get offended at the person, because they're already offended at God, because they preached a message that was better than theirs, or that they teach better. They have that. They hadn't dealt with the conflict, so it still exists. Sin has to be dealt with. It's our duty to call it out and destroy it. It's our duty to destroy the things that work against Jesus. The things in us. See, we can't do anything about somebody else's darkness, but we have to destroy our own darkness. If you don't, it's what the abundance of the heart is coming out. It's going to come out in your speech, in your actions. That's why men of God that I looked up to, the Lord put me in a position to see what would happen, to see what was there, because he gave me a message that would have propelled them, but they got offended at me. I was younger, and sometimes of another race, sometimes the same race. It wasn't about race, but it was about pride, I believe. And they didn't destroy their old traditions. They didn't count their old ways as done yet. But when they do, they're going to be mighty in the Lord. And the Lord's not going to build a great structure off cracking bricks. If we don't get rid of our darkness, we're like cracking bricks. And God can't pour any more anointing on us, because we'll produce more cracking bricks. God needs solid bricks. Solid bricks are the Christians who love God for who he is, the way he is. They love his word, they love his will, and they love his people, and they endeavor to grow to the point that they contend for the faith. They love God's word more than they love their own life, more than they love their own status, and more than they love their own pride. See, if people let their love pride, they don't do right. They're cracked bricks. They got too much sand in the mix. They didn't get it out. They need more cement in the mix. The word of God is solid, and it don't crumble. But the world system is crumbling. And the Lord can't build. He can't pour a greater anointing. See, God can take a man that will just love him for who he is and pour his anointing on him, and he can do an outstanding work. And it doesn't take long. He can do something in one day that's just off the charts. He can introduce a logic that people have overlooked in the word and never taught before. And it'll still be scripture. There's a lot of things that scripture that people haven't gotten into yet, because they don't drive out the sin in their life. If darkness is there, it's our responsibility to call it out and get rid of it. Now, I was aware in darkness and others that people didn't deal with things. And I said, well, what am I not dealing with that I don't even realize? So I made me a confession. I said, everything that's not like God's got to go. Nothing in me. I want it to be pure. I want it to be like crystal. I want it to be crystal clear in God's eyes. I don't want to smell like the devil. I don't want to smell like Lucifer in his nostrils. Everything that's not like God got to go. All the animosity, all the jealousy, anything that's not like him got to go. nothing. I don't want anything in me that's unlike Christ. It's got to go. So that's, and then I said this. I said, I'm going to do all that's in his heart. Now, I confess those things because I desired those things. And I desire those things because it's important. The more I learn of the Lord, the more I want of him. I desire more knowledge of him. I desire his logic. And I can't do the world no good unless I love God. In those, and I can't build properly if there's secret sins in my life. If there's darkness I didn't kill. So when I kill it, Satan has nothing to pull at me with. And then if I kill it, I get to live a better life, a strong life. I get to enjoy time. I can build where I would be tearing down. And when it's time for me to speak, to do something God's way and shift gears and go forward, I can. I don't have to be limited anymore like the men of God that I know of. Because I went to God's will first. I sought first the kingdom of God and I adapted to it. And as I adapt to it, I find myself doing greater and greater and greater things in the Lord. And he can trust me to pour more anointing on me, to help others, to help us grow, because he loves every man. It's not about what he doesn't know. It's not about what he can do for him. But if we can submit ourselves, we're more valuable because we can do greater things. But the love of God remains the same. He loves us anyway. And all the things that exist that's not right, they can be corrected. And sometimes people are just not aware to get rid of the things of old. And they don't. But God can't take that ministry any further because they act like cracked bricks. Some Christians have not dealt with racism yet. Black ones and white ones. And other races. Some Christians put their race first. And they shun the other races. That's a dissension. That's not of God. Come on now. That's cracked bricks. I was preaching at my daddy's church. It was February. We recognized Black history, which is wonderful. But I said, I don't have a favorite race. It just came out of my heart because I had been in God's presence and I love everybody the same. And I appreciate everybody in their different abilities. I asked a black guy, I said, would you want to live in a world where everybody was black? He said, no. Because other races are greatly valued. They're valuable. We need the differences. God gave us what God gave us. We need every race thriving in him. That's my main goal. I want to see every race thrive in the Lord. And I want to see more Christians that are not cracked bricks. I want to see the balance of God. See, some parts of God's word hadn't been exposed yet because people have not driven out their darkness. They're trying to hold on to two worlds and they can't. And you can't represent God right unless you receive him for who he is and love people. Just like Jesus loved us. We were introduced to the love of God and that's what we're supposed to portray. We're supposed to love others. That's called unfeigned love. Anybody that has this kind of trouble, I recommend 1 Peter, the whole book. Read it a dozen times till it gets in your heart. And live that way. And you'll see what the old preacher's talking about. 1 Peter is the balance. 2 Peter is what to do with that balance. Now I'm out of time. But the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in our lives. And remember, 1 Peter. Peter was the apostle. The stone that Jesus built on. Study 1 and 2 Peter.